The country's struggling creative industry has received an almost $100 million boost from the government. Leaders in the arts sector say the funding will save jobs threatened by COVID-19 and create new ones, as well as keep some of the country's most iconic museums and galleries operating. Katie Scotcher has the details.
COVID-19 forced the closure of museums, galleries and theatres across the country and the postponement or cancellation of dozens of concerts, shows and festivals. The Prime Minister and Minister for Arts, Culture and Heritage, Jacinda Ardern, says the pandemic has decimated the creative industry, but it must survive.
Contribution of the arts to GDP is significant, whether it's film, whether it's music, it's large-scale events. New Zealanders and our visitors will often seek out events that are supported and created by our creative industries, and that has a flow-on for hospitality, accommodation and others. So it is an integral part of our economy.
Creative New Zealand has been offering artists and creatives emergency financial support during the pandemic. It has so far paid out more than $4.3 million in emergency grants to more than 1,100 applicants. It has also dished out almost $2 million to support projects by 68 New Zealand artists. Today's announcement sees Creative New Zealand's funding boosted by $25 million. Its chair, Michael Moynihan, says the money will make a real difference.
This is a great opportunity for us to amplify the work we're doing, provide some surety for the sector moving forward and really help us and them to plan for a future that includes a really healthy artist community.
The biggest wad of cash, almost $32 million, has been allocated to Ngā Tonga Sound and Vision. Its chief executive, Horniana Love, says the money will be used to digitalise its rapidly deteriorating audio and visual collection.
We're talking about iconic New Zealand collections, a large bulk, over 200,000 items of the TVNZ collection, including some of our really important early television, Waka Huia, Koha, the early Shortland Street.
Horniana Love expects the project will create a significant number of jobs.
I don't think that we've got to the final numbers of people that will be employed, but I would say it would be around the 30 or 40 mark.
Jacinda Ardern made the announcement at Te Papa, which reopened today after COVID-19 forced the longest closure in its history. The National Museum's funding has been boosted by $18 million. Its chief executive, Courtney Johnston, details what exactly the money will be spent on.
Research, outreach, support to museums and galleries, libraries, archives, wharetonga all around the country, education services. We're already pivoting our learning programs, working with the Ministry of Education, producing web content and TV content.
The funding announcement also includes just over $11 million for Heritage New Zealand, $4 million for the Waitangi National Trust Board, just over $2 million for the Royal New Zealand Ballet, and $1 million for the Antarctic Heritage Trust. A $2 million fund, which will be managed by Te Papa, has also been set up to support other museums, galleries and heritage organisations across the country. Mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi nei, ko Katie Scott Turaho.